You're on the air with Dave and Nikki on WIFC.
All right, Dave, today on Problem Solvers, we get a message from Claire who said that she's having some issues with her husband right now because she called animal control on a fat guy.
Whoa.
We need more information here.
Well, yeah.
So we've got Claire on the phone right now. Claire, how's it going?
Hi, you guys. Well, I mean, first off, let me just say, I don't even like to use the F word because I think it can be a little bit mean, and I'm not coming at this from a mean direction at all. I mean, I'm trying to not.
Okay.
I prefer to say, you know, obese. That's a medical term. And there is this guy in my neighborhood who is obese, and I just feel like obese people shouldn't be able to have dogs. I think it's a form of animal abuse, and I had to do something about it.
So, wow, calling animal control, because why? I mean, kind of explain what the situation here.
Yeah. Okay, so there is a guy in my neighborhood. I mean, he's very overweight, like visibly, physically, he's unhealthy. I mean, he hardly even leaves his house, right? Like, you take notice of things like this. And he just got a puppy, and not, you know, a pug or some kind of dog that doesn't exercise a lot. He got an Australian Shepherd. I mean, anybody that knows anything about dogs know that Aussies have a ton of energy. They need to be run. Like, they have to go out and about. Like, they need to run a lot. So the problem is, if you can't take care of yourself and you don't exercise, you hardly leave the house and you let yourself get that unhealthy. I mean, how are you expecting to take care of a pet, especially a dog that needs to run a lot, it needs to exercise a lot? So I just felt like I needed to call animal control. I mean, another part is that, you know, dogs have to be taught self-control. They're animals. They don't have self-control on their own. So I had to do something about it. I had to report it for neglect. He wasn't taking him out. I was noticing. The problem is on my end that my husband says that this is outrageous of me. He says I'm way out of line. He just says that I have to go and apologize to our neighbor. And I don't feel like I've done anything wrong. I felt like I did actually the right thing. I didn't come at this from a bad standpoint. You know, I came at this trying to do the right thing. So, I mean, and the guy, our neighbor has no idea that I'm the one who called him in. So my husband says that if I don't tell him, that my husband's going to jump and just start drama in the neighborhood for no reason. So, I mean, I told him if he does that, then, I mean, he can just not come home after because, I mean, he should be on my side.
Well, yeah, you know.
I mean, I get that. But, boy, this is a really tough situation. I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying in that this dog requires a lot of exercise and it's not likely going to get it. But also, maybe this is a situation where the guy wanted an active dog to encourage him to be more active.
Well, maybe Australian Shepherds, I've heard that you can run them 10 to 20 miles a day and they'll love you. If the guy seems like that he'd be winded by going to get the mail, I understand that those are two different entities right there, you know? And so how's it going to work out having a dog that should be active based on its breed?
And I mean, maybe he did get the dog to encourage him to get out more, but I'm not seeing it. I'm not seeing that happen.
Sure.
And then on top of that, I mean, you can't use an animal, a living being, as a pawn to get you to do something that you're not going to do, and the dog's suffering in the meantime.
Well,
I don't know what to do. My husband is being ridiculous.
Yeah. Okay. Can we call him? And we'll try to talk this out.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
We can do it. We're official ironer outers.
Yeah. Yeah. we are.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys can call him.
All right. We're going to give him a call right now and see what he has to say.
Hey, now, 842 WIFC. Here we go. WIFC talking today about calling pet control. There's this fat guy who got a dog, and so neighbor concerned that this dog is not going to be cared for properly.
So, Robert, your wife Claire is the one who called animal control, and you don't agree with what she did here. So, let's hear your side of the story.
I can't believe that you're bothering Dave and Nikki with this, Claire. I told you to mind your own business and leave the man alone. You don't know what his life is like. It's not like you're friends with him. And I told you to leave it alone. And I told you you were wrong when you went and called the animal control people. And then you go and call these guys and you get me in the middle of it?
Well, for one, Robert, I'm not getting you in the middle of it. You're inserting yourself in the middle of it by telling me that you're going to go talk to the neighbor and rat me out as the person that calls if I don't tell
him. You know that I'm
friends with him. So you're the one that's inserting yourself.
You know that I'm friends with him, and I talk to him when I see him all the time. And I don't know what got in your head that day. I don't know what got in your head that day to call those people and bring them out there and put him through more misery, but I just don't understand behavior like that, Claire.
Robert, you know this is going to come up, right? Next time that you chat with him?
You know, I'm looking forward to that because then I'll just kind of point over at the house and say, you want to go talk to her about this? I think she's wrong. I think it's wrong to make that assumption and to make that leap. I told you not to do this. And then you're doubling down, and it's really pissing me off now. I'm just saying. Sorry to curse on your show, guys, but this is ridiculous. I heard you say I'm being ridiculous. You know what? I think we got a bigger problem than the neighbor getting a dog.
And what's that?
I'm not talking about it on here. She brought this in. She brought you two into this. I'm sorry that that's the case. This man is a nice guy. He's had a tough time. And if you don't appreciate that,
I'm sure that he has had a tough time, and I'm sure that he's a nice guy.
You know, maybe what you should have done, Claire, is offered to take the dog for walks for him if you were really concerned about the dog.
Yeah, well, that's making somebody else take care of your decision. I can't long-term, maybe I can take the dog for walks once in a while, but long-term, I don't have a dog because I don't have time to have a dog.
You put yourself in the middle of a man's life by calling those people.
I did what I think was right because that dog is not going to have a good life with him. And we're already seeing it. That dog never leaves the house just like our neighbor.
Well, I mean, at any point, Claire, did you feel like you were being nosy? I mean, you were sitting there going, I need to care for this dog. I need to get something figured out so that that dog is cared for because you felt like there's just no way it will be cared for with that guy.
Yeah, I mean, you can call it nosy if you want, sure, but if I very much believe in if you see something, say something. If I saw a child being neglected,
you know what that's about, Claire?
I would call that in as well.
That's about if you're at a train station and you see a terrorist. It's not about putting your nose into somebody's life.
Yeah, and no, Rob, that's where our opinions are different. Because I definitely think that that's okay.
I can't talk to him. Well, I don't know if the Claire will ever be in my friend list again. I really don't. Honey, why are you doing this? And then calling these guys to put them in the middle, you got all their listeners probably upset now.
We'll find out. They'll say something. So, you know, we might have the phone ring in. We might have messages. So keep an eye on our social media to see what other people have to say about this. Who knows, Claire? You might have people backing you up saying, yeah, you did the right thing.
Yeah, I mean, reasonable people would say that. And Rob, I mean, I just feel like you're not
I'm
reasonable.
Unreasonable.
Yeah,
no,
if you don't care about animals, then I do.
I can't believe you're even saying this. You know what, guys? I'm going to hang up now because I can't stand to be part of this kind of a conversation.
All right.
On the radio, no less. Claire.
Well, we'll give you some feedback in a big way because there's a lot of animal lovers out there in Wisconsin. So we're going to tap into them right now. 842 WIFC.
It's Callaway on the Rise with Dave and Nikki on 95.5 WIFC.